All right, you got to talk loud because we got the air on, so we can hear. We're back on the record with Brian Patchett. Okay, I got a couple questions. We talked to Tom, and when he tried to call 911, you hit the phone out of his hand and didn't want him to call 911. Why is that?
No, that's not what happened. I reached for the phone and I said, Tom, call Gigi first.
How come?
Because it's her home. The woman was dead.
Okay.
And by the way, I understand that that was probably Tom that called the police. He said, I never stopped him from doing that. He had the phone the whole time.
Well, he says you hit the phone out of his hand.
No, that's incorrect.
He said you hit his cell phone out of his hand.
No, he didn't have a cell phone. That's not correct.
Or his house phone, I'm sorry, you hit the house phone out of his hand. And you said you were going to call Gigi.
I said, call Gigi. So he called Gigi.
Okay, the other thing is there's this $100,000 you're talking about to him. What is that about?
I already gave you a testimony on that.
Tell me that one more time so I got a clear understanding.
Something like, he thought that I was the perpetrator, mm-hmm. right? Or that I killed her. And I said something along the lines of, Tommy, listen, I swear on my life, if I had $100,000 here, I'd swear on that, whatever.
You offer him $100,000 cash tomorrow. No, what is the meaning?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. I just listened to the audio recording. He called 911. It's on tape.
No.
It's on tape. I just listened to it. You said, how would you like $100,000 cash tomorrow? You offer it twice. What is the purpose of that?
No, I did not.
Well, we have a taped audio of it.
That's fine. No, I did not.
So that's not you saying that. I don't know what I can only ask you because I didn't say it. You did.
All I was saying was wait for Gigi. That's it. And by the way, I never stopped him from calling the police. He went into the back room to put on his pants, and that's when he probably called. It is what it is. I didn't try to stop
him
from doing that.
You realize he called 911 and you guys are arguing. And you do say, how would you like to have $100,000 cash tomorrow? Your exact words.
Okay.
I just listened to it.
Okay.
So, put yourself in our spot.
Okay.
There's a dead girl who you don't call about, and then you offer to say, how would you like to have $100,000 cash tomorrow? I don't know what that means, only you do. And it's not debatable if you said it, you did. I'm just trying to figure out.
I just should have called 911, left it at that.
Well, yeah, but we're past that now.
I understand. Listen, I don't have anything to say on that.
Okay.